Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Today, a judge lifted a stay on his ruling against Florida's order for schools to open to in-person instruction this month. On its Facebook page, the Florida Education Association says this means that local school districts can make reopening decisions based upon safety considerations, not on mandates from the governor. The judge said that students and school staff are in danger of irreparable injury if his order does not go into effect. The state still intends to continue to appeal the judge's decisions. Many local school districts have already started in-person instruction. Hillsboro began with online-only instruction but plans to open to optional in-person instruction for students on Monday. Today, Florida added another more than 3,200 new coronavirus cases and 135 new fatalities. That brings the total to nearly 612,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Florida, with more than 10,800 deaths. Florida is doing much less testing than it was weeks ago. Today, the Florida Supreme Court ruled that Governor Ron DeSantis exceeded his authority when he appointed a judge to a vacancy on the state's highest court. It's because Judge Renatha Francis had not been a member of the Florida Bar for at least 10 years. That's a requirement of being a Florida Supreme Court justice. But the High Court ruled today that it would not take action because there isn't a legal justification for us to require a replacement appointment from a list of new candidates rather than from the one that is already before the governor, as requested by a state representative who brought the issue before the courts. The High Court said the correct remedy would have been an appointment from the existing list of eligible nominees. So Francis is expected to begin her term next month, the 10-year anniversary of her membership in the Florida Bar. Economic concerns about the COVID-19 pandemic led some universities, like Florida International University, to consider getting rid of small African studies departments. But Jessica Bakeman reports months of protests against racism have committed FIU and other universities around the country to sustain and enhance programs studying race and African American history.
So welcome, everyone. Thank you for being with us.
Florida International University President Mark Rosenberg kicks off a virtual town hall. The topic, institutional racism.
So many difficulties that we have gone through, but also the promise and the hope of a better tomorrow.
This was back in June. More than 1,000 people listened as Rosenberg outlined his proposals for tackling racial injustice at FIU. He's white.
We see ourselves as a force for good. We want to get things done.
One bullet point on one slide of his presentation caught the eye of anthropology professor Andrea Quealy. Quote, enhance African diaspora studies with emphasis on global/local dynamics. The administration hasn't elaborated on what that means exactly, but Quealy has some suggestions.
What we're proposing is that we have two additional lines of faculty.
Quealy is Black, and she's been fighting for years to save the university's master's degree in African and African diaspora studies. It's the only degree of its kind offered in the state, but it had been repeatedly targeted for potential cuts because of its low enrollment.
So we've proposed to have a lecturer slash associate director.
Now, after the uprisings in the spring, and with pressure on institutions like FIU to make meaningful change, she's making a wish list.
There's this moment of awareness and this moment of this kind of potential for pushing the agenda of justice further.
This moment isn't specific to FIU. University administrations all over the country are recommitting to Black studies. Civil rights activists in the late 60s are largely responsible for the existence of these programs. And now Black Lives Matter activists are playing a similar role. The University of Florida and Ohio State University are offering grants of up to $75,000 for research projects on anti-Black racism. UCLA and Washington University in St. Louis are planning to hire groups of new faculty members who specialize in race.
We wonder if it's a real commitment that's going to last.
Danielle Cleland was just hired away from FIU as part of a similar effort at the University of Texas at Austin. She's Black and Puerto Rican and teaches racial politics.
This has to be something that lasts beyond the moment. And it has to be something that involves real institutional and monetary support.
She says she hopes universities keep their commitments once the political winds have shifted again. I'm Jessica Bakeman.
Here's the Tampa Bay area weather tonight. Scattered thunderstorms with overnight low temperatures in the high 70s. Tomorrow, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with highs near 90. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.